That ring is there. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the preparations for Grandpappy Spears' coming out party are getting more complicated all the time. First, Lum moved into the schoolhouse so that he would have a home large enough for the party. And now it looks as though Abner is going to have to adopt Grandpap so that this unusual and not a little antiquated debutante will have some parents. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library, working on the guest list.
Yeah, but now, Lum, let me just tell you what Elizabeth said about us, Doc.
Abner, there ain't no use talking about that.
Huh?
You got to adopt him, and that's all there are to it. If he don't have a mama and papa, he can't have no coming-out party. And you want him to have this party, don't you?
Well, yeah, sure, but I...
All right, the subject's closed then. Besides, I've already sent the invitations over to the printing shop to be printed up. That's the way the invitations read.
Mr. and Ms. Abner Peabody and their little son, Grandpappy Spears?
No, no. Mr. and Ms. Abner Peabody request your inexpensive presence at a coming-out party in honor of their son, Buster B. Davenport Peabody the Second.
The Second? What does that mean?
To tell you the truth, I don't know.
Huh?
They had that wrote in one of them sample invitations in the etiquette book. Sounded pretty good, so I put it in ours, too.
Well, here, it don't mean we got to adopt two sons, does it?
No, of course not.
No, because I wondered if he's running Grandpa Masters in on me, too.
No, I just put it in because I want them society folks up in St. Louis to know we got some pretty high-class people here in Pine Ridge, too.
Well, Elizabeth says we can't adopt him, Lum.
It's too late to worry about what Elizabeth says. Now, come on, help me finish up this list of folks we're going to invite.
Oh, no.
What was that last name you put on there? Mr. and Ms. Seastrom?
Uh-huh.
All right. Mr. and Ms. Walt Bates. Mr. and Ms. Eugene Blair.
Well, wait a minute. Not so fast, man.
Excuse me. Mr. and Ms. Caleb Weehunt.
I done got them down.
Have you got Mr. and Ms. Charlie Redfield down there anywhere?
No, not yet.
Now, put them down. Charlie's a good friend of Grandpa's. He ought to be at the party.
Yeah, all right, Charlie Redfield.
And put down Jeff the butcher, too.
Jeff? Why, Jeff ain't no social friend of Grandpa's.
I know, but it don't hurt none to be on the good side of the butchers nowadays.
Oh.
Put him down.
Yeah, right, that big letter there.
Let's see, we got the Bartons, and Fosters, Macmillans, Lunsfords, Quincy's, Hodgkins. Oh, I know. Put down Gilroy Adams.
Gilroy Adams?
Yeah. Grandpap always thought Gilroy was such a friendly feller because he always says hello when they pass one another on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just hearing Gilroy say hello again will bring back Grandpap's memory.
Yeah, mine.
Never can tell what little familiar thing might do it.
Well, I wish some little thing would do it before I have to adopt him. I know that. Elizabeth.
What is that, Irene?
Huh?
I'll get it. Well, you think of some more names to invite.
Hope nobody can come to the party. That's what I hope.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. Lum Whitley Eddard speaking.
Doctor, I tell her old as
no, Mr. Davenport ain't here now. Any messages for him? Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, well, I could have told you that. Yeah, you see, there ain't actual no such a person living. Well, no, don't start no investigation. He's just got amnesia, that's all.
I'm going to have work.
Yeah, that's who he thinks he is. Yes, sir. Doc Miller is taking care of him. Well, just cancel all that, and I'll see that he don't do it again. Yes, sir. All right, sir. Goodbye.
Yeah, what my son did now.
Yeah, but we got to watch Grandpap closer, you know.
Huh?
He's liable to get himself in trouble if he ain't careful.
Well, what happened, Mom?
Oh, it's just that old age pension he applied for.
Old age pension?
Yeah, he's talking about it yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get it after all. They got to checking up and couldn't find no records of Buster V. Davenport here or in Toledo or anywhere else.
Well, natural, Mom. Besides, he's already drawn a pension under the name of Milford Spears.
Yeah, I figured it was better not to bring that up, though.
Oh.
Anyways, I guess that shows you how important it is for us to help Grandpap and for you to adopt him.
Yeah, well, Mom, now, I want to do everything I can to help him, but Elizabeth is just dead set against adopting him. She just won't listen to it now.
She won't.
No. She says she don't want nobody as old as he is romping around the house.
Well, he won't romp around the house.
Well, if he's a boy, he will want him.
He ain't no boy. He won't even have to stay at your place. She don't want him to.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth says that when she has a son, why, she wants him to wear a Buster Brown suit, and you know good and well we'll never in the world get that Grandpappy Spirit to stand still long enough to get a Buster Brown suit on him.
No, take four men and a boy.
And here's another thing. She says she wants a son that she can hold on her lap and tell stories to. I don't want to come home from a store every night and find that Grandpappy Spear sitting on Elizabeth's lap. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, he wouldn't do that, Ed.
And here's another thing. I'd feel awful silly taking him by the hand and leading him to Sunday school every Sunday morning. I'd be the laughing stock for Pine Ridge.
No, you wouldn't. You're taking this thing too serious, Abner.
Well, maybe so, but I just ain't going to have a son that's older than Elon. I ain't going to do it.
You're just looking on the gloomy side of this thing, Abner.
Every side's gloomy at this thing.
Now, don't forget, there's a lot of advantage you can have a son that old.
I'd like to know what there.
Well, for one thing, he's old enough to support himself.
He ought to be if he's ever going to do it.
Fact is, at the rate he's been making money selling second-hand stuff around here lately, he can support you and Elizabeth, too.
He can.
If he keeps that up, you can retire in a year or so and live with your son.
I ain't any too sure I want to live with him.
Now, here's something you ought to like. He'd have to buy you a present every time Father's Day come around. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's right. I never thought about that. Of course, he's awful stingy, though, Lum. All he gave me last Christmas was a little pickle dish of some kind that he got out of a package of soap flakes. Never cost him nothing. I don't want to get a pickle dish.
Did he give you one of them things, too?
That's what he gave me. That's all I'd have to look forward to on Father's Day is another pickle dish.
No, he'd feel different towards you, though, if you was his father. He'd get you something nice then. I know he would.
Well, I'd have to see it first, I'll tell you that.
And just think all the fun him and you could have going to the father and son banquet every year over at the church.
Father and son banquet?
Yeah, them are mighty nice affairs, they say.
Well, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I reckon them are nice.
You never have got to go to one of them before because you just never have had a son.
No, I ain't never been to one of them.
They might even let you make a speech at the banquet on account of you having an older son there or something.
Well, I ain't much of a hand at out loud talking. Though.
No, but the food's always good there. They might even have meat.
Reckon they would, sure enough.
They might.
Well, I wouldn't have to hold Grandpap on my lap, would I?
Well, of course not. He's old enough to sit by himself.
Of course, I'd have to tuck his napkin in his collar for him, I suppose.
Mm-hmm, you could do that, I reckon.
When is that banquet?
Oh, I don't know. Spring or summer. Sometime. I believe they have that in the fall, come to think about it.
Fall?
Yeah.
Oh, is it that far away? I don't believe I'd want to adopt him, Lum, just for one meal that I won't get till next fall. And besides that, Elizabeth says, Lum, she just...
Wait a minute. I just happened to think of something else.
Huh?
This is the best advantage I've studied up so far.
What is it?
When you adopt Grandpap, you got yourself an exemption.
Huh?
On your income tax.
Oh.
He becomes a dependent.
He does, huh?
Take him right off of your income tax. Granny, that ain't nothing to be sneezed at nowadays.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? He would be a dependent.
Why,
he's
sure.
My boy.
Any extra exemptions comes in awful handy this time.
Oh, yeah.
I figured my tax out, and it comes to exactly $19 more than I made last year.
Well, I got some mixed up on mine that... I finally just sent them all the money ahead and told them to send back what they didn't need of it.
You might have the best idea there, sir.
Yeah, Moles, he kept trying to figure his out and couldn't do it. Just got mixed up all the time on it. He finally just ripped dead on it and sent it back to me. That's what he done. That's what he said, and he ain't dead, Mom.
Well, that settles it now. You're going to adopt him, huh?
Well, I don't know, Lon. Elizabeth says that she don't want Grandpap for her son no way, Lon, because she says she just don't want a boy that old. That's what
well, call her up and have another talk with her. I might even talk to her myself.
That's cool, I reckon. But now here's something else that we got to worry about, too. What if Grandpap gets all his memory back and recollects he's married to Aunt Charity? Then we'll have a daughter-in-law on our hands.
Yes, right. I never thought about that.
I'll have a daughter that's older than my wife. Now, that don't seem right, Mom.
No, but I wouldn't worry about that.
Aunt Elizabeth says she'd be embarrassed to death having Aunt Charity run around the house there calling her Mama.
Yeah, but think of the advantages.
Huh?
Here you got a daughter that knows how to cook and keep house and make Jimson weed salve and send you tea and I don't know what all.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind having Charity cooking for me. I can take it out right now.
Yeah, but what would Elizabeth do?
Let her retire. She deserves it. She's worked hard all her life.
Well,
and Granny, there's another thing, too. She'll make you another income tax exemption.
Huh?
You're the luckiest one human I ever seen in a long time.
Doggies, I reckon I am. Well, here, I'll call Elizabeth and
wait, wait a minute, Abner. Now, if you don't want to do this, I ain't going to make you do it.
Huh?
I don't believe I'd call Elizabeth.
Well, who else can we get for Grandpap's mama and papa?
Well, I don't know who we can get for his mama yet, but I know who his papa's going to be. Me.
You?
Yes, sir. I'm adopting Grandpap myself.
Huh?
And he's two exemptions.